It's okay.
Om Shanti. This morning topic is power of silence. In English, we use the different words, silence, peace, tranquility. But if you notice in Hindi, there's only one word, Shanti. Of course, there are different levels of peace or Shanti. But the song which you hear every hour, you must be hearing the words like Shanti ki Shakti se. It's a very beautiful song which was selected for the every hour meditation. Do you know who selected this song? Dadi Prakashmani, before she left the body about a year before, she has this thought that we must have every hour, the 1 minute or 2 minutes of the song. So song which was selected by her was Shanti Ki Shakti Se. That is the power of silence or power of peace. We will going to transform this world. We're going to calm down our senses. We're going to calm down our body. And through that, we're going to transform this world. There are, of course, three different pieces of the song which are used. Every piece of the song is between 1 to 1.5 minutes, to 2 minutes, because when they finish, then only they... So sometimes it's a minute and quarter, sometimes minute and half, and sometimes it's 2 minutes maximum. Power, peace is a virtue. It's our innate quality. Now we are talking about power of peace. The same word, when it is level of virtues, it's same thing which become the power, and same thing becomes the art of living. You know, in golden age, they say 16 arts. So first, when we recognize this power, this virtue, which is peace, love, happiness, or bliss, forgiveness, mercy, all these virtues, which we recognize that this is our basic quality, this is our innate qualities, original qualities through which we act. So when we recognize and start practicing, it is virtues. But when we constantly able to practice without any interruption, then it becomes a power. And when we constantly continue to practice, then it becomes the art of living. So in one place it is called virtue, one place is called power, and one way is called the art of being peaceful. Now what, sometimes we say peace or silence, we need a lot of time because we are in busy life. We need the time to be introverted. Because it's a state of introvertness or a state of solitude. And if it is a state of solitude or if a state of introvertness, and when we are performing the physical duties or responsibility, then sometimes we feel it's difficult. You know, even when the traffic control is started in the beginning, about 5 times or 6 times, 3 minutes of traffic control, it used to be very kind of, we used to feel it is difficult. When we started doing, it become easy. Then every hour, plus those five times, so it becomes like about 24 times or 22 times it becomes for the whole day. Time we wake up to the time we sleep. But I'm sure that we're able to take the time off from our busy schedule. But it is, of course, a minute or 2 minutes of time. But it could be while we are working, we can practice the power of silence. How we can practice the power of silence? Because it is a state of introvertness in which you are engaged in one positive thought or one positive feeling or another positive feeling or thoughts while you are interacting. Because when you are interacting with each other, sometimes we get influenced by the people, their attitude, their way of speaking, the feelings. So we time to time, this is what we usually whole day we fighting with each other. Not even talking. Sometimes we don't even talk to the person, but the way the person behave, whether we observe the things, whether we see that soul is influenced by some weakness or other weakness, all that affects and that actually break our silence. But if we can, while we are seeing, while we are listening, while we are coming in contact with each other, if we are able to keep our mind in the state of introvertedness and able to spread the positive feeling, positive experience with others, then it is power of silence in action. In order to practice this, we need to have solitude for a time being. That is, we have to withdraw ourselves from other activities or coming in contact with others or just having Baba in our mind. In order to practice that, which can continue for us while we are in action. In the speaking part of it, like how I'm speaking, we are using the power of words. We are using the power of seeing, physical seeing. We are using the power of listening. Sometimes we have the projector show. Through that we explain, through the pictures we explain, through the PowerPoints nowadays, mostly these things are explained in, through the PowerPoints, so it looks so beautiful. But other, of course, we are taking the aids of science in order to communicate with each other. And most of the time the knowledge is being transferred from one person to knowledge which Baba has given to us. But the feelings and the pure thoughts and the vision, you know, vision means not physical vision, which we call here very commonly drishti. Those are the things which are very important. It could be possible that while we are doing the physical, we can have the spiritual. In one of the Baba's Murli, not only one of the Baba's Murli, I think in few Baba's Murli I heard where Baba was saying that if you can use all three, that is words, that is mind, words and actions together, means we all use mind, words and actions at some point, but if we can use, coordinate all three together, then you are in power of silence. But sometimes we may be speaking, but our feelings may not be accordingly. So power of silence, the instrument of power of silence are mainly three. One is a pure thoughts. One is a pure feelings. And third is drishti, the vision, you know, the spiritual vision, which includes our attitude also. How our attitude is with the people, That is the way our vision is with the people. And all this related to the mind and intellect. Mind is thought power. Mind includes the feelings or emotion in the extended form. Feeling of peace, feeling of love, feeling of happiness, all that is feelings. It also includes attitude. And attitude is based on our past experiences. Then we create an attitude and life change, life finish, but attitude don't change. In the end, time to leave the body, when we are not able to leave the body, then we start thinking, what should I do? My attitude should change. I must ask for forgiveness. So many different things we do, exercise in the end. But attitude is a very strong thing. Sometimes we have little bad experience with someone and we create an attitude that this person is like this. Although the person change in the course of time, but our attitude do not change. It's a very dangerous thing. So it is very important to change our attitude inside in our mind. Other day when I was just talking to someone, and someone was saying that children nowadays or youth nowadays want to get respect, but do not want to take the responsibility according to the respect they want. What to do? And I was saying that this is the kind of attitude has created. Means you are seeing a person, a youth, who you feel that want to get respect, but do not want to take the responsibility. Is a positive attitude or negative attitude? What do you think? Is a negative attitude or positive attitude? To me it is negative or mixed. Because attitude of respect is created on the basis of someone who has more than me. Why we respect you or why you respect me? Why we respect youth or why we respect elderly person? Why we respect someone? Because we don't see what is lacking in them, but we see what they have more than me, which I don't have, that person has. Even the small child who is just born deserve love, and yet in India we call as Mahatma. You know, whenever there is program, public program is there, where a lot of children come to the class, to the program with the parents. Yeah. We say we had about 100 people and 200 Mahatmas. Mahatmas is great souls. Right? We don't say children, there were so many 200 children and 100 adults. We don't say like this. We say 100 adults and 200 Mahatmas. Mahatma word gave respect. They're pure. They don't have that kind of vices which adults may be having. They don't have discrimination. They don't have discrimination between rich and poor, which religion they belong to. They don't have all those things. So they are pure. And it's even the baby, you know, some people, they feel baby is to play, to enjoy, like a doll. Some people, they enjoy the doll. It's not like that. Along with the love, there is a need of respect. Type of purity, that soul that child has brought to the world is great. Their contribution of purity and innocence is a great contribution for the world. For children, they forget and forgive so fast. We don't. We keep the past so fast. So they are in some way or other excel or more than us. So respect is created on the basis of that. And one has to find and keep those things in our mind in order to keep that respect and forget about the whether they take the responsibility or not. And when we started giving, people don't just need love. Part of the love is respect and trust. All three come together. Love, respect, and trust. All three come together in relationship. So as much as we feel that we must give love, the respect of recognizing the quality in which they excel more than me, and respect that quality, even if you don't describe that quality in front of the person, but it has to be created within me. And that respect is the one which creates the good relationship. Although we are talking about the power of peace, my experience of power of peace is while conducting the meditation, you take one virtue, which is peace. Start saying that, okay, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a peace, or, you know, that vibration of peace from within, and vibration of peace from Baba to us and to the world. But the end of the meditation, some people, they say they feel very peaceful. Others feel that I feel a lot of love. Someone will say, I feel so happy. You know? So different types of experience one gives. So what we can say is a peace or silence is a crown property or crown virtue in which all is included. If you have the loving feeling, if you come across somebody and you experience the loving feeling for that person or respectful feeling for that person or happy feeling for that person, means you, after a long time you have met that person, you feel so happy. Can we call that as a peace? Part of the peace? Or power of silence? We can call as power of silence, because what we have described, the power of silence, is a state of introvertness in which you engage your mind, your feelings, and your vision or your drishti in one positive experience or another positive experience with each other or with Baba. It can be in a gross, and it could be very subtle, and it could be very, very subtle. This is a stage in which you feel that you are in the soul's world with Baba, who is Supreme Soul, who is Star, and you are also one of the Star. You join with Him, and you feel that power, a silence, that is you go beyond. Sometimes you go to the high on mountain and you're looking down. The cars are moving. You're seeing the house. People are talking. The people may be quarreling also each other. You're seeing that, but you're not hearing nothing. You ever experienced that? Go on the high on mountain and you see no sound is coming there of any physical world. So in the soul's world, we are able to go beyond the sound, physical sound. Sometimes you experience the angelic stage. That is power of silence. Power of silence does not mean only you remain in the soul's world. Then that is power of silence. You can remain in soul's world for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And as soon as you come out of that and you meet a person who you did not have a good relationship, and all of a sudden all that bad feeling comes in front of you. Is that power of silence? It happens sometimes. You may be having an hour of meditation, and when you come out, first person you meet is a person who you did not have a good relationship. So all that power of silence disappears, and all the relationship of the past start coming up. That is not called the power of silence. Power of silence, even for 3 minutes, must able to make me overcome at least 3 hours. Whosoever I see, whosoever come in contact, whether the human being, whether animal, whether the plants, whether the nature, whatever it is, I must able to continue to have the positive feelings or positive thoughts. So instrument again of the power of silence is pure feelings, pure thoughts, which we call as Shubh Kamna, Shubh Bhavna. And language of the eyes, that is Drishti. All three, plus of course, hidden behind is the attitude. And that only, not only that the mind is transformed, but intellect. Other day, one sister, Nalini Ben, I'm not too sure how many of you were there at that time, and she was saying that sometimes we feel that it's not working. The pure thoughts and pure feeling is not working because intellect and mind is not balanced. Mind is related with the thought and feeling or emotion. You know, we have the part of emotion in us, and which is also called bhavana. In a little different way, but bhavana. And other side is we have intellect, in which there is a logic in understanding everything. So if both are not balanced, some are very intellectual, they see everything through the intellectual way, you know, law and order way. Okay, this person is behaving in this way. This person has to be taught that this behavior is not good, that you had to follow this regulation or laws or something like that. And one who is emotional, they don't have this kind of thing, but they will say the good feeling or good vision, or they become sometimes emotional in different way. So both have to be balanced. Intellectual alone cannot work, and the emotional alone cannot work. And Baba, by giving the knowledge of the soul and the mind and intellect and the sanskar, is teaching us how to balance. You give someone something, but you give with love. You know, like one time we had a mother's party, and one or two contact souls were there. And we were giving the little gift and blessings and toli as we usually give. And one sister was so impressed, a contact soul was so impressed, the way we are giving there with a lot of loving feeling, by looking at her, giving the toli, giving the blessing. And she was very much impressed by that. Knows how many people, even the contact soul, Baba says VIP souls, come to Madhuban. And they sit in front of Baba. And there is a point when Dadi Guljar go to trance, and then afterwards, I say, Baba, come. and when Baba comes and start giving drishti, right? Even 20,000 people or 25,000 people is total silence. Only sometime you hear the sound of little bit, some people have the coughing thing or something that you hear, but mind is stable. You know, just taking the drishti from Baba. And it become like a total silence. Where you could see that 25,000 people sitting in the total silence. Only one thought that we had to take from Baba. Baba is giving the love, Baba is giving the power, Baba is giving that peace. If that type of experience in front of Baba, if we can give to others, we can go out and give experience, what is that? We speak through the mouth, means this mouth, but when we, Baba says, with the face, all that is inside of us, what we are thinking, what we are feeling inside of us. That's why many people, they say, you look very peaceful. Yeah. And now I think, as Baba is giving us more and more blessing, 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 and preparing us that in the midst of the problem, your face must look cheerful. I know sometimes some people comments when you are peaceful and when you are, when people are describing a problem of the world, this is happening in the world, that is happening in the world, and you remain peaceful, they say something wrong with you. You're not understanding what is going on outside. As if we are so innocent that we don't know what is going, what is the news, what is the things are happening outside. Huh? As if we are somewhere else, we are not tuned with the world. But it is not so. We are tuned with the world. But the practice that Baba has given us to remain peaceful, remain in silence. Even if you hear something, some storm is coming somewhere, and so many people are drowning, or so many people are being killed, what can you do? Can you reach there? Can you send any help at that particular moment? Even to send the money, to send the foods, to send anything, it will take time. You can't immediately send anything. Although you may able, you, as soon as you hear something, as a humanity, we write, we say, okay, we'll send 10,000 rupees, we start writing the check, or we start taking out the money, or we taking out the food stuff to send. But that will take time. But if you remain in the state of silence, that is, you remain remembering Baba and sending the sakash to the souls, it will reach. This is the instant, we can say instant, help we can give to the souls. Even while listening to the news, you know, long time, means even up to last year, I was a little bit curious about listening to the news. And I said, listening to the news, then describing the news, is not the best thing for me. You know, so I started listening. Still the habit of listening was there. So I started listening to the news. But when I was listening to the news, I was time to time, you know, side by side, I was sending this sakash, the souls, whatever stage they are, and whatever problems they are, whether the, you know, social problem, political problem, or whatever it is. That was my feeling. And at the end of the thing, I used to feel a little more satisfied. And now I don't even feel then to listen to the news. Because I know that there are some people who listen to the news, and if it is necessary for me to know, they will come and tell me. And it happens, they tell, and immediately my mind is shifted to send this Akash to the self. This is what power of silence is. Means we are sitting together here, few people. This sound will reach up to here, but the Akash, we can say, will reach to the far and wide. When Brahma Baba was in the physical form, although very few people used to be sitting in front of Baba, but Baba used to extend his vision through the instrument of Brahma Baba. That is, Brahma Baba Shri Baba used to feel that I am speaking to the whole world. Souls of the whole world. He did not speak to the few people, but he spoke to the whole world. So his vision was extended to the whole world while he was talking. So that even after he became awake, and many Sakar Murlis which we listen to or we read ourselves, we feel that Baba is speaking to us. Do you feel that? But Baba is speaking to me. Or Baba, when Baba spoke that time, Baba included me too. And some of us, before even coming to Baba's knowledge, some way or other way, feel something or other. One day, about 3 or 4 days ago, I was traveling with one sister, and she was, I was asking her how you came in Baba's knowledge. If your parents brought you in Baba's knowledge, because her parents are in Baba's knowledge, her other family members are in Baba's knowledge, so, and she is the youngest one. So I asked her, who brought you in Baba's knowledge? So she said, I come first. And my parents came afterwards. So I said, how did you come? She said, before coming to the Baba's knowledge, I used to tell my mother that you brought me from ashram and you must take me to ashram. Every time she used to tell that, I tell her mother, I don't belong to here. You brought me from the ashram and you had to take me to the ashram. And when she came in contact with Baba's knowledge through her friend and come to Baba's home, that is where she felt, this is the ashram she went from and this is the ashram she come to. Ashram in Baba's home. And then when she said to, she described to her mother, and her mother said, yes, what happened that when I was pregnant, I came to Mount Abu. Maybe some soul must have went in Mount Abu. So you really, you must have come from ashram, in some soul of Baba, who must have departed from the physical body. So now you've gone back to the ashram. We are happy with that. You know, although she was very young, 15 years of age, and she was able to come back to Baba's home, because she felt from the beginning that I don't belong to here. So some type of experience or other type of experience we experience in our life even before coming to Baba's knowledge. Because Baba from 1937 has been including us through his silence power to give the message to all of us. So it's such a beautiful thing to know, you know, that we were included in Baba's vision, Baba's eyes. And that's why we had to prepare ourselves. Another point which that sister was talking about balance between the mind and intellect and the balance between yoga and karma. Baba says, become karma yogi. Right? Perform your action in yoga, in remembrance of Baba. With that virtues and power, we have a lot of happiness, lot of intoxication, lot of faith, lot of fortune, that we are fortunate to have this opportunity to do this action. But sometimes people, they perform action not in yoga, but they have yoga first and the action. Yoga first in the sense they get intoxicated. If something is burning, they say, okay, it's burning because I was in yoga. They say they become super intoxicated and then perform the karmas. While performing the karmas, we had to have yoga. But if you have yoga and very intoxicated in yoga, nothing will work out. It will going to be, you know, something wrong can happen. And you cannot say that I have the yoga and that is why it happened. It can never happen in the yoga. But sometimes we imbalance a little bit. The imbalance is the one which causes some way yoga overpowering the action, instead of action overpowering the yoga. So she was talking about balance between the two. Balance between the intellect and the mind, both. That is emotion as well as a logical understanding of Baba's knowledge or logical understanding. There are many people who were in Baba's knowledge and they come. They really show the very extraordinary. They're natural. There's some things which we have practiced for years and even in our previous life. It's so easy for us. There's something which we need to practice newly. It takes time to practice. It create a habit, what we can call the habit to create. So in the silence activities or in the silence power, it is so good that all this fight stop and only the positive feeling and positive thoughts come to our mind. If you notice the one thought emerge in your mind, it can spoil your own whole stage. Even yesterday, Morley was so beautiful. That why our speed of effort slows down. Because we don't see ourselves, but we see others. Other day, one brother was giving the class, and I was sitting in that class. And he was saying that as soon as eyes open, what comes first in your mind? Sometimes your Baba comes in. Most of the time, Baba is supposed to come. But if you're two or three people are sleeping together in one room, first we'll watch other person, whether other person is wake up or not. No? If that person is sleeping, I also take the 5 minutes more or 10 minutes more, or we see the clock. Right? Let me just sleep about 10 minutes more because it's about 4:15 now. Or 3:30, so 10 minutes, 5 minutes to get ready and to come. So we do practically these type of things. Our effort is based on others. If others are sleeping, let me sleep a little bit more. But those things doesn't work out. As far as effort is concerned, I and Baba, nothing else. Then only we can continue our effort till the end. Time we started watching others, whether others who are maybe senior or who may be junior making effort or they are not making effort, how far they have reached. And if somebody give the correction, why are you giving correction to me? Why you don't not give the correction to other person who may be doing the same mistake or maybe more than me mistake? You're not saying to that person, but you're saying all the time to me. So we give the example, we give quotation, we give correction. And sometimes there is a type of intellect which become obstacles for our power of silence. And that is correcting nature. Of course, it is so easy to see something wrong. You know, you have the whole place so beautifully decorated. Everything in the place, everything is clean, everything is tidy. But if a flower is not in the center maybe, or a curtain may not be a little bit twisted or something is there, the mind will go there. Right? It used to happen to me, that's why I'm giving the example of this. You know, and whole time, even if I'm sitting for 10 minutes of meditation, my mind is that this flower is not correctly put. So as soon as I finish, I have no want to first correct the position of the flower or position of the curtain. So where my mind was, in Baba or of the correction. And this becomes the habit. Unless until you are aware of the habit of any kind, you can't change. Now it doesn't affect. You see the thing, you glance the thing, and after the glancing, you forget about it because that is not what you want. So in the same way, there's always so many good praise and so many good things happen. Maybe one or two points which you see, that is where your mind goes. And that actually disturbs our silence power or our silence, our meditation. Our connection with Baba. All those things. And our mind, it's good to have everything in the right way. But you cannot, this is the Iron Age world, you can't see everything perfect. There must be something which is not perfect. We say it's perfect, you want to do something perfect. So everything is perfect, but still there's something, some little flaws are there. And we don't have to think about those flaws, but we have to think about the whatever goodness is there. Not having this correcting mind which disturbs our mind. And we are just waiting to give the correction. We are waiting to put the things in a proper manner. Then our mind is disturbed from meditation. Looking at this, what is wrong? If it is our mind is going to, this person is wrong or that person is wrong, this person has done. What is really wrong in this? Sometimes you see the beautiful world, you know. Nature is so beautiful. You see the sunrise, you see the sunset, you see the plants, you see the trees, you see so many nice things happening around. And sometimes you feel that, what is the difference between the Golden Age and Iron Age? You know? What is the difference between Golden Age and Iron Age? The same nature will be there. Same rivers, same waters, everything will be the same. But only thing which will going to be happening is the vices. Although everything will going to be can be perfect, but the vices which is abusing everyone, the energy, which is positive energy, instead of positive energy, everywhere is a negative energy taking place. Out of temptation, we attack the nature. Out of something, we do something. I remember when I was small, you know, even water, they used to respect water so much that you need to take water how much you want to drink. And now they take the whole cup of water and sip it for the 2 times and then rest of the water goes into the throat. Even the good water from the bottle goes. So how much we are using, you know. For the tradition, for the mannerism, you just drink 1 or 2 mouthful of water and you rest of it. But I remember in my childhood, everything reverence, everything you have to give reverence, you have to give some kind of positive feeling or respect. Respect for the water, respect for the fire, respect for the, you know, air. Respect for the land. Time you wake up to the time you sleep. But then, although we had traditionally or ritually, we have respected those things. Yet we were not aware of the mind. We were not aware of the vices. We were not aware of anything, that if I get angry, I'm abusing everything around me. Everything is affected, every particle is affected, every human being affected, animal, plants, everything is affected, but ritually, traditional ritual, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you know, you have to rub your hands and look at your hands, not to look at any other things, not even clock. You put your foot on the ground, you have to bow down to the ground. You know, you take the water in your hand. First you had to chant something, some shlokas or something. And before you use, you cook something on the fire. First you offer to the fire and then you had to use it. There's so many systems which we had, you know, in a ritualistic way. But we were not aware of the thoughts. We were not aware of the vices. We were not aware of body consciousness. I used to get upset in the path of devotion by having this story, you know, of Krishna. You must have seen a picture of Krishna in which some gopis, that means female, they are near the water or in the water naked, you know. And he used to be very embarrassing for me that Krishna has all the clothes and these gopis are in the water naked. And he is saying, come in front of me without clothes and then I will give you. I'm not going to bring. And that used to cause me a little bit of disturbance. Till I came in Baba's knowledge and recognized that this thing is not physical clothes, but it is a body consciousness. When we are in the state of soul consciousness in front of Baba, in what stage we are? We are in the stage of naked stage, in the sense, because it said the soul came naked and had to go naked. That means soul did not come with a body and soul had to go without body. Body had to be left here. What a kind of awareness that I felt after we come in Baba's knowledge. That is not a story of Krishna with gopis and question of nakedness or without clothes, but it is a body consciousness. Because Baba is bodiless, we are in the body. If we had to connect ourselves with Baba, then we had to renounce the body consciousness. As he is, then we had to become like him too. So it is a question of body consciousness. And afterwards, after we become soul conscious, then Baba says, okay, take this body as a trustee. It's not your body, now it's Baba's body. You have surrendered yourself, your mind, body and wealth. So now it's Baba's body and you use as instrument to the in the world to do Baba's service. And all this, our consciousness, our meditation practices, which we call as, is used in the path of devotion in so many different ways. And as a children, we were not able to explain to others anything, any other people, other religion. And it used to be very embarrassing for us to face those situations. But everything becomes spiritual in this path of devotion, in the path of knowledge. Everything we understand in the consciousness of Baba, the soul, body, Baba. Most of the time in the silence power we use a visualization. And how long we can have the visualization, on the basis of that we get the power. What is yoga or meditation? Meditation is to focus our mind, whatever thought we want, and how long we want. In some of the yoga experiment, which we do sometime, we take one thought then, or we visualize one scene, and on the basis of that, we can practice how long we can remain in that scene. And that's not only thought and visualization, it must reach the state of experience or feelings. Then you get the power. You don't get the power just like that. But power is that those thoughts should be materialized in the form of feeling. So you must start feeling that this is a real something, real, happening to me. For example, if you are visualizing a scene, that we all are standing around Tower of Peace. Everyone has seen the Tower of Peace, right? In Mount Tower, in Pandabhavan. And we know the significance of the Tower of Peace. And if we all standing around or sitting around the Tower of Peace and visualize the scene that Baba and Shiv Baba the Supreme and Brahma Baba both are there and we are getting the Brahma Shiv Baba in the form of rays coming to us and Brahma Baba in the form of angels having his hands over us in the form of blessing or protection. And we are all around that. Let us see how long we can keep this feeling. It will going to finish when we finish a traffic control will come in between. Okay? So that will be one of the experiment of power of silence. Visualize. That we are all standing or sitting around Tower of Peace. And from the top of tower, which is very high above, the rays are coming towards us. And Brahma Baba and many souls from advanced party. Are sending their blessings. Able to have this thought, feelings, and how far reach. So, power of silence is how long we want, whichever thought we want, whichever vision we have to visualize that. Most of the time is we visualize through the mind. We have the thought through the mind, and of course intellect bring that scene in front of us. Okay, this is a scene. And we continue to enjoy that scene or visualization in our mind. And like this, many different experiences we can have. We can include Baba and me. We can include Baba, me, and the world. And we become the just instrument. But what I can say is that do not use this power of silence or peace in order to transform the sanskar of others. Sometimes some people disturb you and you say, okay, I'm going to send the power of silence or I'm going to send the rays of peace to that person. you know, that become like a selfishness. Just send whatever you want to send to the soul, but not keeping this. I want this person to change. I want this person to change. I want this to change. It will automatically will change. Don't focus what you to destroy something. Focus what you have to create something. What you want in the form of, and that also is something which is incognito in the sense. One day I was sitting in meditation and I was sending the sakash in the form, in the meditation, and I was feeling the good wishes that whatever the soul has used, their mind, body, wealth, time, the talent, in the name of Baba. Yes, we have done in the past and we have done in this age, that's confluence age, as a return, some obstacle of this person must be finished. We do not know what obstacle. I don't know nothing about anything. I'm not focusing on which obstacle, but I'm focusing on just in general, some obstacle must be removed and the life of this person must become very happy. So we are not focusing on a particular thing, which become like selfish. I want to send a vibration of peace to the person. Why? Because I am being disturbed. That's what I want to. So I am not sending selflessly, but I want to be away from that vibration. And that is what I'm doing. So as much as possible, do not try to change consciously. But of course, when you send this sakash, when you send the vibrations, automatically some new ray of hope will going to emerge. And that new ray of hope which will going to emerge will automatically take care of everything. Sometimes you see that somebody is so beautiful, so nice. And then we started demanding. You know, love is unconditional. You know, when someone meets somebody and they fall in love, they don't see what will going to happen next day. Even that person gets sick, that person gets bankrupt, that person gets whatever happens. They don't see that. But afterwards we start demanding so many things. So in Brahmin life, when we come in Baba's knowledge, our speed is really very high. Yesterday I was remembering one point in my mind when Murli was being read, Avaita Babdada's Murli was being read. In the beginning, the class used to be happening 5 o'clock in the morning. And where the class was, we did not have facilities what we have on the chairs, and so, you know, we used to sit down the bags, rice bags, empty rice bags, somewhere in the corner, we just take one and sit down. But intoxication was so deep. Sometimes I used to always reach 30 minutes before the class. Yeah. It used to be a little inconvenient for the people because it was a one room in the many things, but so we used to wait outside and things like that. So first the speed of the race is always very fast. Then in the middle it gets slowed down. And in the end it becomes again fast. So now we have to intensify. Baba says, Tivir Purusharthi, fast effort maker, fast effort maker. And one side service expansion is taking place. And other side we have to cope up with all aspects of the service. Our self-service, our centers, our jobs. Sometimes we feel that we don't have time. Only way we can do is that we can have our inner ability develop. You may be serving one person or 10 people, but you have the intoxication and you have the vision that as if you're serving the whole world. then only we can. So developing inside is what is important, that the good wishes, good feelings, and the vision, the drishti. And drishti is what Baba is talking about, is you have to do the service to the face. So I expect, or we all will practice physically also when we go out of this place. At least focus, at least everyone must, you know, put the time limits. Maybe half an hour or 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, according to your capacity, according to your own thinking, that okay, for half an hour, whosoever I see, whosoever I meet, whatever scene I see, I must send the positive vibrations of the good feelings, good wishes, good attitude. And that is what we can do. All of us have learned the art. All of us have learned the art of having the good feeling, good wishes. But only the thing which we are lacking at present is we are not continuously doing it. You know, in between something happens, somebody is speaking to somebody little loud or in a quarrelsome manner, and all of a sudden our mind is, why this person is doing that? Why that person is doing that? You know, instead of having the good wishes and good feeling for that person and move on, we can't be judged for anybody. We do not know why this person is doing. There must be something somewhere, some cause and effect of it that we are not concerned about. That our concern is to have the good feeling and good wishes and positive. And once you have this, while in action, while in sitting in meditation, everything becomes easy. Okay? If you have any question and you want to ask anything, please feel free to do that. In 10 minutes we can give. And we leave about 12:15. Did you like this experiment, one experiment we did in meditation? I think you must have this type of things, more, you know, experiment. Any other experiment? We'll do at least one more before we go. Okay? If anybody wants to ask anything. No? Can we have one more experiment before we go? You have any thought, any experiment you want to do? Any suggestion that we put that one in practice, or should I? Okay. We'll have a experiment of Amrit Vela. That's all right? Huh? You want to say something? You want to share something? All right, we'll just have the experience of the Amrit Vela. Okay? As if we are sitting in Amrit Vela. Okay? As if all of us are gathered together and we are visualizing in front of us as if we are connected with the soul's world. Papa, and lots of souls around him. As if Baba is sending the rays of peace and love and I joined with Baba as if the one small ray of that peace and love join with Baba to the world. Continue this for at least a minute.